Hey, Wonderfuls, welcome to this BOCO episode of the JV Club with the marvelous Carrie Poppy, whom you know and love from Oh No, Ross and Carrie. If you're listening to this episode, but you're just hearing a snippet of it, that means you're still in a position where you can join Maximum Fun. If you're already a member, of course, you can always upgrade and boost your membership. But if you are listening to this preview version and not the whole episode, I would highly encourage you to go to MaximumFun.org/join. Not only do you get the full episode of Carrie and me reading from our teenage journals to each other and laughing our asses off, but you also get access to, boy, thousands of bonus episodes. There is a treasure trove of bonus content available across the entire platform. You will be getting everyone's bonus content, not just mine. So thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We love you. We appreciate you, and enjoy this BOCO. All right, I'm flipping through.
Yeah.
And like I said, I did pull down some corners because some of it, I really was like, if I just open this randomly, we're going to be, then nothing is going to make sense. It'll be trouble. This one was really interesting because I didn't remember this at all. And apparently I had like a whole like conflict my freshman year in my theater class, in my drama class. It says, once again, I totally doubt my acting abilities. And again, it was the only thing I really felt like I could do. But by the time I was even just getting ready to go to college, I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to major in acting. I could, like, what am I going to do? This is a fruitless job.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a job. You know, it's not a job.
There's a practical thing going on there.
Practical thing. This would have been when I was, I guess I would have just turned 14, maybe. Once again, I totally doubt my acting abilities. Why, oh, why did I have to wait to prepare my monologues? Should I continue to pursue my aspirations as an actress? Mm. Everyone managed to stick a stick in my wheels. I'll change the names to protect the innocent. Susan announced that she was a much better actress than any of us.
Oh.
Joe managed to add their part about not griping when our teacher said, this doesn't even make sense. Then here, Paul was awful. Again, changing the names. Paul was awful. He cut me low, then tried to get on my good side while telling me how, quote, he always stood up for me when no one thinks I'm a good actress, quote.
Oh my God, these kids are really cruel.
It's so mean. I may doubt myself, but acting is what I need to do, or something like that. I was like, ready for any substitute, or something, underline, or something like that. Shit, all I needed was to watch my self-confidence go to shreds at this particular point in life.
God.
Now all I need is for blank to dump my ass in the dust, which is bound to happen soon. This person, this guy, when I was a freshman, he was a senior. Mm-hmm. We never dated. Like,
whoa.
We were not together. We did not hold hands. We did not kiss. We were just hanging out. But apparently, like, the second I saw his name, I was like, no, 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 no. Like, I knew immediately. I was like, no, we never made out. Like, nothing.
Okay.
But apparently, I had convinced myself that, like, because we were hanging out after
school.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
yeah. That's it. We were hanging
like
out after
school. Like, low-key erotomania. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Someday, underlined, I'll get out of all this bullshit and enjoy life again. It just hurts to know that close to no one thinks I can act.
God!
Seriously. I think I was the only person there tonight that didn't punch someone in the face.
What?
Oh, I didn't punch someone in the face. Like, make someone feel like people were all making each other feel bad.
Oh, metaphorical.
Bad,
okay, okay.
I didn't metaphorically
okay, okay,
punch
okay.
someone in the face.
It's good to make your metaphors clearer. But yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So that's, I felt like I needed to act or something like that.
How old were you there?
I would have just turned 14.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, freshman year would have just turned 14.
Well, are you...
The bullshit of my life. Ugh.
But it's kind of rewarding to see something that... you're still doing. Oh my God, I actually wanted to do it that long ago.
Yes, that is true, except for the giant space of time where I had zero confidence and zero interest in doing it. And like all that got filled in with other stuff. So it is satisfying to have come back around to
yeah.
it. But when I read that, I do think to myself, like, Oh, yeah. Like, I was so easily discouraged and so sensitive. And one of the reasons that I walked away from it when I was in college were in part because I had like a professor who, you know, was like, meh, you're not so great.
Yep.
And I was like, you're right. I'm not great. I don't need to do this. I don't need to do this.
Yep.
In fact, I'll leave this school. I'll just leave this school. In fact, I'll leave this town.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Just running away.
I remember things like that, too. I remember at one point saying to my dad that, like, maybe I want to be a journalist. And my dad was like, that's as hard as being an actor. That's as hard as like you might as well be auditioning, you know, and like pumping out headshots. That's so impossible. which was a really like stellar insult, because that is what I was already doing. I was in LA to be an actor. So it's like, cool. So you're just, all you're saying is, like,
the thing you're doing is you're like, I think I found a more mature, grown up, thoughtful profession. And he's like,
just
screw
stick
it.
With
pump
the,
out those headshots. Might
go
as well.
Back to the groundlings, kid.
No.
You know, I say that knowing like my dad had no idea that little thing would like stick on me for a few years, you know, but you do just go like, well, that's kind of rational. I guess it is a very competitive field. You know,
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he meant anything by it, but yeah, those little moments
Oh,
just like
Dad.
stick with you.
Yep. Oh, Dad.
Well, anyway, apparently I was doing
Hit me.
doing some self-actualizing toward the end of, I think, the year 2000. Yes. Oh, mid-2000.
It's a perfect time to do that.
Yeah.
Because the world is going to end, and or all the zeros are going to get fucked up on our clocks, and we won't have money anymore.
The apocalypse
Y2K.
Is upon
that's
us.
What
Yeah.
I was looking for. Y2K.
Totally.
Yeah.
In that spirit, here's what I was worried about. I think most people find themselves right around ninth grade.
Yes, that's right. Self-actualizing usually happens for people in ninth grade.
They know what they like, what they don't. Well, it took me longer. I'm 17. But I'm understanding myself now.
Oh, bless.
So here's a list of
no.
things I just stinkin' like. And then there's a list of 40 things that I
Whoa!
Like. Hey,
sweet.
Okay, you ready? I'll run through them.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Jimmy Stewart movies, Alfred Hitchcock movies, old movies in general.
I love imagining Gary being like, well, first of all, number one with a bullet, I love Jimmy Stewart movies. Come to think of it, I'm thinking about some of the Jimmys, like I love Rear Window. That's Alfred Hitchcock. Oh, I should put down Alfred Hitchcock. I'm going to put down Alfred Hitchcock. You know what? Actually, when I think about it, I actually love a lot of old movies. Is that accurate?
100%. And still happening. You should see my Google Drive. It's just this. It's this, like, this level of thinking. Okay.
Well, you, of course, because you found, most people find themselves when they were in ninth grade and they know themselves and they never change.
Right.
It took you a little longer, that's all.
I mean,
but of course, you're still consistent.
Okay, number four, purses? Okay. I like them, but okay.
Purses. That's adorable.
Five, shopping. Okay.
Yep, sure. You're 17.
Yeah,
and
sure.
By the way, many of us love shopping.
I went still to the mall a lot.
But again, I like to imagine Gary being like, I love purses. I mean, I love shopping for purses. You know what? Come to think of it, I like shopping.
I wonder if we'll
the
find
category
that
gets
in
bigger.
All of these. I wonder if we'll find that little like diphthong of thought.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I really like number six. The idea of surfing.
That's Ono Ross and Gary.
Ever.
That's
entire
the
life
I, this is it. This
touched
is,
oh my a God. Surfboard? No.
But that feels like the germ of like, oh, I'm tired of being interested in things that I don't ever try. Like,
okay.
This is a concept out here.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Am I going to leave it out here or am I going to be like, no, I'm plowing straight into it.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I love that.
Come what may.
Yeah, yeah.
The idea of surfing.
Never did it. But I think you'll really like number 7, Hawaiian stuff.
Oh.
Never been to Hawaii.
You did it again. You did it again. If I could broaden out for a moment from surfing. I love Hawaiian stuff. I'm crying.
Okay. Number 8. Sandals. Not necessarily Hawaiian, so you need to separate.
Fine. Sandals.
Eloise.
Eloise.
Yeah.
Like Eloise the character.
She lives in a hotel.
Hotel. Great.
Okay, number 10. Meg Ryan.
Oh, so good. Of course you do. She's Meg Ryan. Of course she's got to be on the list. That's beautiful. Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Now, what do you think will be number 11?
Please don't say Meg Ryan movies.
No, but you're close.
Nora Ephron.
It's a boy.
Please say Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Okay, third guess. I got there.
Number 12, plays. Solid.
Plays.
Solid take.
Solid. Solid.
Number 13, staying home and reading.
Oh, yeah.
Number 14.
And that's something that Sleepless in Seattle would do, by the way.
Yeah.
As if her character name is Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah.
We all know what I'm talking
Maybe
about.
That's why I
of course
her.
She's going to stay in and read.
Oh, totally. Or the You've Got Mail character. Even more so.
Or the You've Got Mail character, 100%. Meg plays adorable, intellectual, I decided to stay home and
totally.
Read.
Totally. But I'm not going to be pegged down to just that. What do you think is number 15? Or 14?
Okay, staying home and reading. You've already said plays. Part of me wants to take that outside and have you be going to plays. I don't know. Is it another activity? Or is it like
it parallels staying home and reading.
Okay. Going to the library?
Going to the park and reading.
Do not think for a moment that Meg Ryan characters don't go to the park and read. They absolutely do. They absolutely do go to the park and read. Of course they do.
I never would have noticed this couplet quality of my thinking.
Oh, God, it's wonderful.
It okay.
Oh.
Okay. number 15, going to someone's house and hanging out with just them. Sure.
What if you're like going to someone's house and reading?
I mean, that is a thing pretty sure I did. I remember a friend...
Okay, going to someone's house and hanging out with just them. I appreciate that. I would have put that on a list. I was very one-on-one friendship for a long time.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I wasn't as keen on big group activities or parties. I really liked the like it's just you and me and we are tight and we are hanging.
That makes sense. Maybe that's what it was. Instead of like partying or whatever.
Yeah.
Number 16, San Francisco. Okay.
Great.
17, daisies. Good. Number 18.
Okay. So the couplet is San Francisco and daisies.
Okay.
That's there.
Okay.
Because that's like beautiful hippie, like flowers.
Yes. 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 That is definitely the vibe I was trying to set around this period as well.
Okay. Sorry. What was after daisies?
Lotion. Followed by City Walk.
What? I got nothing. I can't put those two together to save my life. I can't put those together to save my life.
I mean, there was a lot of I don't know if you remember, but there was a lot of lotion in the 90s.
That's true that like Bath and Body Works.
Yes.
Like the Body Shop.
Mm-hmm. It's just like
that's a good point.
Something for girls to do with their hands.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. There was a lot of scented lotion around. You're actually very right. Mm-hmm. It's making more sense now. Like, oh, I got that one really great dewberry smelling lotion over at the body shop on
Yeah.
City Walk. Actually, I really like City Walk.
You see, yeah, that's probably what it is. And City Walk was like the closest like cool spot because I grew up in La
Yes.
Crescenta, which is extremely uncool. So
Yeah.
go to City
Yes.
Walk.
Great. The show is recorded by me and edited by Julian Burrell. And as always, the JV Club theme song is Back Before We Were Brittle by the amazing Say Hi.
Save kittens from trees or lunch on skyscrapers, bring the villains to their knees. Maybe we should move someplace new and build time machines to go and get us back.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.